is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, in a trip to China to investigate the allegations, the evidence of genocide and all manner of depredations visited upon the Uyghur people of East Turkestan, returns without evidence and without sharp words, exchanging thoughts with not only the foreign minister of the People's Republic of China, Wang Yi, but also the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping. To help us understand this disappointment, we welcome our colleague, Nuri Turkel, who is a commissioner of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, and most importantly, the author of the new book, highly recommended, No Escape, The True Story of China's Genocide of the Uyghurs. Nuri, good evening to you. Michelle Bachelet's trip is a disappointment. You are not surprised. We talked of this the moment before. What in it points us to the future for the UN reviewing what it learned on this venture? Was there anything in Commissioner Bachelet's remarks that suggest to you that she understood what was going on and felt constrained by her chair? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. There are a number of several problems in her initial approach to the issue and agreeing to go to China and East Turkestan, the Uyghur homeland, under such a condition set by the Communist China. So if this was a normal trip, if this is a trip under the UN mandate with a very specific purpose of promoting, protecting human rights, and if she had any backbone, if she had any principle, even moral approach to the issue, this could have been a very helpful trip. From the get-go, she said that she's not in the business of investigating. That begs the question, what do you do then? What do you do at this position, probably the most high-profile human rights position in the world, if you're not investigating what is described as the worst atrocity since the Holocaust? This is what we're talking about. This is the largest internment of ethno-religious minority group since the Holocaust era, or Nazi era. So this is unbelievable. And I think I am comfortable calling it an unconscionable way of dealing with PRC. I don't think that she's out of her mind. I don't think that she's lacks of any experience dealing with heads of state. She was a president of Chile. But there's something is so strangely odd about her approach, maybe because of her own political views that may be aligned with the socialist worldview. She may find the communist regime in Beijing kind of aligned ideologically with that of her own. Not only that, she goes to Beijing when a trove of leaked documents or attack documents, Xinjiang police file, being released. How ignorant can you be? This is what we're talking about, nearly 5,000 images, over 2,800 people's faces. That includes children and women and children. 73-year-old woman, 13-year-old girl. This is unbelievable. She goes there not even talking about a typical human rights language. To make the matters worse, she receives a copy of Xi Jinping's book. Xi Jinping now is a human rights defender. Come on, this is not that difficult. So I joined the human rights activists and advocates to call for her resignation. She shouldn't be maintaining this position. UN in general has been disgraceful. I'm not trying to be very diplomatic today because this is about my people. We're dealing with real human beings who have been taken to these concentration camps in an industrial scale by Beijing. And it's in the 6th year this genocide is still underway. And the highest UN official who's in charge of human rights goes to China, does these things. It's incredible.
In other words, there is nothing in her remarks that is promising. Gordon, you have a question for our friend Nuri.
Nuri, we have seen that Beijing has used her visit for propaganda purposes, was very happy about it, and then mentioned that Bachelet actually repeated Beijing's narratives on human rights, specifically talking about how the most important human right is economic development. China's been very good on economic development, it says, so therefore it's a human rights defender. It strikes me, as you point out, that this visit is a terrible setback for the cause of human rights. And if you could comment on that.
Yeah, not only that she repeated the CCP lines, she does not have to even say, just repeating those lines helps the CCP to justify its atrocities. And also, she also echoed the Chinese, communist Chinese government's narrative, using counterterrorism as a justification for the ongoing genocide. I usually pretty quick sharing my comments and views on in trends and developments in international affairs, but this one I could not even have a stomach to tweet because I'm so lewd, so disappointed, and this is this what we're talking about is a genocide. An act of genocide that is in its sixth year. Instead of saying something, doing something to stop it, she just made the matter worse. And I feel horrible, horrible for people who have been looking for their family members, loved ones who have disappeared years ago. And in the way that even she dealt with the Uyghur dissidents, even diplomatic corps, even U.S. representatives at the U.N., I mean, this is tone deaf. That's worth display.
The vice foreign minister, Ma, had this remark quoted in The Washington Post. Certain Western countries, speaking of Michelle Bachelet's visit, certain Western countries, out of ulterior motives, went to great lengths to disrupt and undercut the High Commissioner's visit. Their plot didn't succeed. Nuri, plot. That is a minor detail, but I take it significant because China is aware that it's under attack for its conduct. It is aware that it's on the defensive. That's more than we had before, Nuri. They're not just saying this is falsehood, this is lying. They're saying there's a plot against them, and we know that means they're under pressure now, and it's you and your colleagues who've done it.
The CCP could not ask for a better advocate for their narrative. Michelle Bachelet essentially delivered what CCP tried to extract using their money, their influence around the world. I hate to say this, but this Chinese official statement actually describes the nature of the thinking in Beijing and as well as the performance by this UN official. This reminds us what happened in the 1930s, that International Red Cross allowed to go to the Hitler's concentration camps, coming out without any tangible measures to stop the killing of the Jewish people. This is a repeat of the history. And I also see that the Chinese officials' language should be a wake-up call to the Western officials, the officials and policymakers in various Western capitals, that the Chinese disinformation campaign is having their day. And their effort to show Potemkin Village succeeded. And this should be, the international community should be taking a similar type of approach as it has shown to the Ukrainian crisis. This is about, as I've been saying on your show a number of times, the Uyghur crisis, the Uyghur genocide is no longer just a matter, a typical, a historical, traditional, or human rights concern that matters to Uyghur people. This is about us. What kind of leadership that the U.S. and the Western democracies project? What kind of future that we want? What kind of the country that we want from the American perspective? This is all on us now. So we need to show a strength. We need to pressure the UN to have a real human rights entity. I am one of those advocates to call on dismantling the Human Rights Council. The UN needs a major reform. Even to this day, I mean, this is not just solely the problem for Michelle Bachelet. Antonio Guterres, the General Secretary General, has not said a word. When I saw him walking around war-torn buildings in Kiev, I was surprised that he knows how to speak, how to use exactly the language that should be used in other instances, like the Uyghur genocide. So this is a top-down problem. UN Secretary General, High Commissioners, and various entities have displayed a similar type of problem. They also have a report that we've been told produced by UN, and they are sitting on it, believably, presumably, under the pressure of the PRC.
No Escape is the new book. Nuri Turkel is the author. The True Story of China's Genocide of the Uyghurs. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.